Mishnah Zion, Hamaitzi Kubasa Reichlim, one who carries out a box which was used by peddlers, and this box contained lots of different sections in which they would put different spices and different items in each of the sections. Afal Pish Yeshwa Minun Harbeh, even though it has lots of different types of things in the boxes, Einu Chayv El Chatos Achas, he is only Chayv one Korban Chatos for carrying this thing out. That's the punishment for violating Shabbos by mistake. If he did it on purpose, he would be put to death. But the point of the Mishnah is to tell us that he has only done one Aveira. Even though there might be different things in each box when he carries it out, it's all considered part of the same thing, and therefore only one act of an Aveira, for which he would therefore be chayev only one Korban Chatos. Zeroine Gino, garden seeds. And we're going to understand the Mishnah to be referring to edible garden seeds. And we learned already 2 prokim ago, the one who carries out any edible food, the amount to be chayev is the size of a dried fig. However, when it comes to these garden seeds, there is another common use, and that is to plant them, and the amount for planting is less than for eating. It's less than a dried fig. And since they are both common uses, we go with the stricter one, the smaller amount. So pochs mekagrigeres, one would be chayev for carrying out slightly less than a dried fig, the size of a dried fig. It is close to that amount, but slightly less. Now Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is even more strict. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira omer, chamisha, even if you only take out 5 garden seeds, that's already considered significant, it's a group of seeds, and one would be liable for just that small amount. Continues the Mishnah, according to everybody, zerak eshuin, seeds of cucumbers, shnayim, even if you only take out 2 of them, you're already chayev. Similarly, zerak deluim, seeds of gourds, shnayim, also 2, zerak polamitzri, seeds of an Egyptian bean, shnayim, again, if you take out only 2 of them, you're already chayev, because they are more significant and more valuable than most other seeds. Now the halacha is that although insects may not be eaten, the Torah specifically says that there are certain types of locusts which can be eaten and are kosher. Chagav chai tohar, an alive kosher locust, kol shehu, any amount, any size of the locust would already be considered significant, and if one carried it out on Shabbos, he would be chayev. Interestingly, the Gemara explains that this was actually a common pet in those days. Young children would often play with these alive locusts and keep them as pets. However, it is inferred from this opinion of our Mishnah that only kosher locusts were kept as pets for young children. Because really one should not give a small child a non-kosher locust as a pet, because if it dies while it's playing with it, the child might come to eat the locust, and one is not allowed to allow his children to eat non-kosher. We're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda argues with this at the end of the Mishnah. Be it as it may, says the Mishnah, mace, once the locust is dead, then only if you carry out kagregeres, the size of a dried fig, a locust which is at least that big, only then would you be chayev, because now it is edible and is treated like all other food. Tzipores karamim, a certain type of bird, which was found in vineyards, bin chayev, bin mesa, whether it is alive or dead, kol shehi, any amount which you carry out, you would be chayev for shematzino salerefua, because people keep it for healing purposes. And even a tiny amount of it is considered something which can be used for healing. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, and he is arguing on the previous point of the Mishnah about the locust, afamotzi chagov chay tomei, even one who carries out a non-kosher alive locust, kol shehu will be chayev for carrying out even a tiny amount, a tiny locust, shematzina ezo lakon nasachik bay, because it is okay to give a child a non-kosher locust as a pet for him to play with it, and we're not concerned that if it dies, the child will eat it, because usually the child will be too sad to eat it because it was his pet, and he won't come to eating that non-kosher locust.